Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Beam me up, Jennifer. Top story for this episode. Redmond is starting to be called a space district. Turns out, there are nearly a dozen aerospace and satellite companies quietly operating around town, working on things like low-orbit satellites and even space-based data centers. This isn't new either. Local companies were building rocket thrusters back in the Apollo days, and now it's all stacking up again. So you don't have flying cars, which is still the promise. I was promised, and no one has delivered on this. I want it to be the Jetsons.
Flatstick Pub is doing a study hall night on Wednesday, April 9th at 7 p.m. And it's basically an excuse to hang out and play games for free. If you've got a valid school ID, student, teacher, whoever, you get access to all their games without paying. Mini golf, duffel board, the whole setup. It's got a good mix of chill and social. Bring a couple people and make a night of it.
They are calling this a graphic novel book tasting. It's happening Sunday, April 12th at the Redmond Library. It starts at 2 p.m., goes till 3:30 p.m., and it's exactly what it sounds like. They are laying out a bunch of graphic novels. You can flip through, explore, look at the ones you want. Plus, they'll show you how to access more online through Hoopla. It's part of Redmond Reads this year. All ages are welcome, and they're raffling off 10 free copies of the featured book. Easy, low-key way to find something new to read.
Oh, sounds fun. I might want to take my kids to that one. Second Story Repertory is running the cake through April 19th. And if you haven't been to a show there yet, this is a good one to start with. It's a 95-minute play about a baker dealing with a wedding request that challenges her beliefs. So yeah, it gets into some real stuff, but still has humor in it. Tickets are around $35. This is a good pick if you want something a little more thoughtful than just dinner and drinks.
Yeah, that's happening over at the Redmond Town Center. Okay, Jennifer, I'm turning to you because once again, I am reading a story that I really don't understand.
Okay, what is it?
There is a K-pop themed dog event happening Friday, April 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Pickles Playland. What is K-pop? Is that a cereal?
Korean pop.
Korean pop.
It's a type of music.
Not a cereal. Good one, Dan. All right. So are they having a K-pop band come and play for the... Hold on, let me read this story. You know, I should have read this story. There's a K-pop themed dog event happening Friday, April 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Pickles Playland. This one's part of their daycare program, so it's just for dogs who are already booked in that day. They have themed activities, treats, and a whole lot of energy. They have your... What I'm trying to say, Jennifer, is they have your basic K-pop themes. What would a K-pop theme be? Singing, dancing?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't even imagine it, but it sounds fun. I'd be curious to know what happens there.
And you bring your dog, bring any of your dogs to the K-pop event, and then get back to us next episode. If your dog's already going to daycare at Pickles, this is a fun bonus. If not, you need to book ahead.
Tonight at Uncle's Game, starting at 6, they're running a themed HeroClix night called A Bunny Appears, and it's as random as it sounds. You've got to bring a character with an animal keyword, or just show up with something bunny adjacent and roll with it. It's free to join and runs until about 10 at Redmond Town Center. If you're into tabletop games or just curious, this is a super easy drop-in.
For those of you keeping track at home, two stories in a row, I have no clue what is happening. It's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history trivia or a tidbit about life in and or around Redmond. Jennifer, here is your question.
Okay.
The Redmond Bike Derby started in 1939 during the Great Depression. What were they originally raising money for? Here are your choices. A, a new hospital. B, Christmas decorations and school athletic gear. C, to pave Main Street. D, beer for the mayor's birthday. And your timer starts now.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm going to go with B, Christmas decorations and school athletic gear.
Is that your final?
Yes.
Oh, once again, Jennifer.
No,
Your perfect record remains intact. Wrong again, 100% wrong, I think, in this game.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
The answer is B, Christmas decorations and school athletic gear.
That's what I said.
You know what? I am so assuming you are always wrong. You got it right. Hold on. I got to dust off this piece of music. Let me blow the dust off of it. You are 100% correct, Jennifer. Two newspaper delivery boys, Charlie Lance and Ray Adams, raced their bikes around Lake Sammamish, and locals started betting on who would win. You know, this is like Kelsey.
Yeah.
What they were doing back then. Look at those two little kids.
Old-timey Kelsey.
The scrappy Depression-era fundraiser turned into Derby Days, which has now been running almost every year since. In fact, it is actually the oldest continuous bike race in America.
Oh, how cool is that?
I heard that Ray Adams is still in it. He still hasn't won.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
All right, here's what we're hearing about this week. There's talk of a rotating chef's table concept coming to the Redmond area. Supposedly, it's a 10-seat setup, one chef at a time, with a completely different menu every month. The twist is the chef behind it has been doing backyard pop-ups and is now getting ready to go legit. We don't know where it'll be, or when it's opening, or if it's even fully locked in yet, but if it's real, this could be a pretty cool addition to the food scene. So the question is, where do you think this ends up? If you've got a guess or have heard something, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it into the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
Our recommendation question for this episode is, who is the best chiropractor in Redmond? Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond. Find the post called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.